app.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we just took a shocking confession from Anonymous about how he thought his brother died years ago, but actually found out that his brother is still alive. Now, we have a lot of questions because there's some answers that are really unclear, and he was given some unclear answers. So we're going to get to him here in a minute.
His phone wasn't great. I think Nicole called him back to get a better line. And by the way, real quick, before we get into confessions, we do want to mention that tomorrow we are giving away a green egg for Father's Day.
Yes, it's those big ceramic grills. I mean, the things are so cool, man. Everyone's talking about the big green egg grill. But we have that and also a case of Corona light beer to give away. Just make sure you're listening every hour for your chance to qualify to win. All right, let's go to Anonymous in Charlotte. You're welcome to the MRL Morning Show as we get our other Anonymous back on the phone. What would you like to confess?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing really well. Go ahead with your confession.
So, you know, before I get into this, this is something that's been bothering me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was working as a handyman, and I was painting a family room. And as I cleaned up, I saw this little envelope, and it looked like it had a couple bucks in it. Well, I decided to be, you know, sketchy, and I went ahead and cleaned everything up, kept that envelope, and I got home later that night, cleaned out my truck, found out it was $3,800.
Good gosh.
And it was right around tax time. So it 100% dawned on me, okay, this is obviously this gentleman's tax return.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't finish the job. I actually had to go back to the job the next day. And I went back there. He never asked me about it, never said anything. And right at that time, I was kind of financially hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kept it. And it has bothered me, honestly, every day for the last 7 years.
Oh, wow.
I've always told myself, if I ever get into a situation, I'm going. This happened in Charleston, and I know where the guy works because I actually ran into him about 2 years ago.
The guy whose money it was?
Yeah. I actually went into a liquor store, and all of a sudden I saw him, and I wasn't sure if he recognized me.
Yeah.
But I remembered his face, and it...
But Anonymous, does he know that you took it? Like, were you ever pinpointed? I mean, that's a lot of money.
No. Yes, and it's unbelievable because that day that I found it, I worked another 2 hours after I found it.
Hmm.
Him and his wife never once asked me about it.
Really?
And then I went back the next day. They never asked me about it, and then on top of it, I had, they had a payment for the work I did. So I know I just found $3,800 of his, and now I'm accepting payment for the work I did.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You probably started a whole divorce in their house because they were blaming each other.
Like, oh, my gosh. Don't put that on me now. I already feel guilty.
It's judgment free.
Think about what happens in my household. Like, we'll lose a set of keys, and my husband and I will blame each other for 3 weeks straight until the keys are found.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't get past how I will be questioning everyone if I lose $10.
I am telling you right now, when I found it, I saw him, like, because he was in and out of the house with his two dogs, and his wife was at work. So he was in and out of the house for about 6 hours. So he was in and out with the dogs.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I see him start kind of lifting couch cushions and...
Yeah, he was looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it was meant for something shady, and that's why he never said anything to
maybe.
You.
Who knows?
Right? Maybe
knows?
He was getting ready to get... five hookers that night, for all we know.
Okay.
Anonymous,
hoping
this
Loren,
is...
Loren, maybe I saved their marriage by taking that money then, right?
Okay, that's what...
maybe, Anonymous. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the confession.
And hopefully this helps you, Anonymous.
Right.
Makes
calling
you,
us.
Makes you feel better and you can move on.
Getting it off your chest is the first step. All right. Back is another Anonymous who told us moments ago that his family thinks that his brother's dead, but he's actually alive and living in California. Good morning, Anonymous. Thanks for coming back on.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. Hey, we just have a lot of questions, which is why we wanted to take some time to really dive in deeper with you. So,
okay,
how did he die again? I can't remember if he actually told us.
No, well, we just got sketchy details, but we assumed based on, like, the crowd that he was with and then his history, his entire life, that he had died of an overdose.
Okay. So was he buried, because you're here in Charlotte, was he buried in California or here?
Well, we assumed that he was buried out there. Like, we just, you know, we got word that he had died. We did a little memorial deal here, and that was kind of the end of it for our family.
So it's kind of like your parents and you wrote him off, like, because, you know, I've heard of that before, where families are like, you know, everybody knows one person who's like, this person is just going to end up dead. I just know it. Unfortunately, they're on a wrong path.
I can't imagine as a parent getting that news and not wanting to know. Like, it had to be really bad.
Or see a body.
Right.
I mean, we had written him off, like, way before he even went out there. And so, you know, we hoped that it would be, like, a good move for him, that maybe he would get better. So when my parents heard that he was kind of back in the same stuff that he was always in when he was here, it was just, like, they were just kind of done. Like, it had been his whole life. So they were done. They were obviously sad, and, like, our family was devastated, but it was just different because he was always kind of on his own, as doing his own thing.
Okay.
How much time has passed
since we thought he died?
Like,
Since you thought he died to the time that he reached out to you, how many years was that?
10.
Oh, 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, 10.
And now he's married with a family, you say?
Right.
And what does he want from you? Why would he reach out?
I don't really. I mean, I think that, honestly, I think that now that he has a kid and stuff, like, I think that he probably misses his family. Like, he sees probably his wife's family with his kid and wants that for us and his kid, you know, like, to be involved in his child's life.
So he's not dealing with the same issues from 10 years ago anymore?
I mean, he says he's not. It's hard to really trust him on anything after something like this.
Take us through your thought process, though, because up until a couple weeks ago, I assume, when you got this message, you thought your brother was dead. What goes through your head when you see, did you know immediately when you saw the message that he sent you? Like, tell us about that process.
Well, I mean, it was a super long message. So honestly, like, at the very beginning of it, I thought it was just like a sick joke from one of his, like, sick friends out there or something. Like, maybe they were going to try and get money from me or something like that. Because, you know, that's just the kind of people he's with. But after, like, by the time I read the whole thing, there was just stuff in there and pictures and stuff that, like, there was no doubt in my mind that it was him.
Did you cry? Like, I mean, do you cry? What? Do you want to tell your parents right away? Did he tell you not to tell his parents? I mean, question.
I know. I mean, we're so invested now.
I was definitely super emotional. I have not told my parents, and I don't know. Like, that's something I'm really wrestling with. He's caused them and our family just so much heartache that, like, as horrible as it sounds, like, I feel like the last couple years has been the first years that they've just been able to, like, breathe and not be worried about their son, you know? So to, like, kind of bring it all back up that he's kind of done something like this again, I don't know how they would handle it.
I mean, you also got to hope that he did it. I mean, maybe, like, there was some trouble and he had to run from it or something, and he was doing it, like, for his own safety.
Yeah, there was a reason.
Are you going to secretly meet up with him?
We've been talking a little bit since he reached out. Like, I guess just kind of like a slow process. You know, he's been, like I said, we thought he was gone 10 years ago, but he was gone from kind of a family way before even that. So, I mean, I would obviously love to see him and meet his family, but it's just kind of a weird spot to rebuild some of that, like, trust and even know that this still isn't some kind of, you know, weird thing where he's going to end up wanting something from the family or something like that.
You should invite him back to Charlotte, then pull him out of a hat or something. Like, be like, Mom and Dad, I have.
Oh, you would destroy them.
I have learned magic.
Watch this. That's bad.
Is he still living under the same name?
No, different name.
Huh.
Man. Dude, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, this is, like we say, it's a judgment-free zone. Good luck with everything, because who knows? It could, from what you say about him, to me, my hesitation would be it starts out this way, the next thing you know, he's asking for money. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, he's back down the same path. But I don't know.
I've never known anyone to fake their death. I don't know how this works.
Amazing. And thank you so much. I wish we had a better phone connection with you. But, dude, keep in touch with us, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.
All right. We'll always keep you anonymous.
Dang.
Never had to know.
Y'all, we've had crazy confessions, but for some reason that one sticks out.
That's up there. That's like the time the person called and confessed about the robbery, the bank robbery.
Yeah, I know.
ATM robbery.
I know.
That's up there, man.
This is crazy. All right. You can comment. You can shoot us a text or get on the phone. Let us know your thoughts. 704-570-9595. Are you guys as shocked as we are?